What's up, everybody? Welcome in to Locked On Warriors. Got a good episode for you, which is great because it was a bad night for the Dubs last night. Not only do they get blown out again by the Phoenix Suns, a randomly pretty solid Phoenix Suns team, but Steph Curry and Draymond Green both injured. Steph, a broken hand. Draymond injures his back. One is worse than the other. We're going to talk about all of it coming up next here on Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily Golden State Warriors podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up, everybody? Welcome into Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. The Dubs end up losing to Phoenix, but that's not the headline. The headline is Steph Curry breaks his hand in the third quarter. We're going to get to that. We got a lot of talk surrounding that coming up, but I first want to talk about the game just a little bit, because trust me, we're going to get to the injury and how it affects the season. But initially, you know, there was a game to be played. And speaking of injuries, I don't know if I mentioned it in the last episode, or I think the news came out between episodes, but Jacob Evans III, with his adductor strain, is out for at least 3 weeks. He'll be reevaluated in 3 weeks. So that's not great. But Steve Kerr decided to go with a starting lineup. He decided to remain small with Steph, D'Angelo Russell, Glenn Robinson, Eric Paschal, and Draymond instead of Jordan Poole playing the three and Robinson at the four. It's Robinson at the three and either Paschal or Draymond at the four, whichever way you want to look at it, which I thought was interesting and also kind of smart because you could technically play Paschal up against centers. So Draymond isn't taking the pounding the entire game. But it didn't really matter because he decided to sub in Willie Cauley-Stein at about the 8-minute mark, which I thought was odd because I would have tried to line up his minutes directly with D'Angelo Russell's minutes when Steph Curry's off the floor. But it was basically the starters with Willie Cauley-Stein replacing Paschal, which is kind of where things started going wrong. And by going wrong, I mean they gave up a 30-1 run to the Phoenix Suns. And the worst part about it is it wasn't Devin Booker going off or Cam Johnson hitting a bunch of threes. I mean, eventually they got in on it as well, but it was Dario Saric, Aaron Baines, and Ricky Rubio knocking down four straight threes that really got the run going. And then Booker and Cam Johnson and Kelly Oubre all got in on it also, but it was ugly and bad. It was just bad. It was 43-14 to end the first. 8 turnovers in the first by the Warriors. Steph had a pretty bad first half. It would get worse in the second half. But as soon as it's 43-14, end of the first, with this Warriors team, you're losing a lot of faith. This one's probably not going to be one that you want to continue watching. But sure enough, that's my job, so I did. And it was bad. Second quarter, same thing. Low effort from the team. Draymond Green hurt his back, kind of got a little forearm to the back, and he ended up leaving, going to the locker room for the rest of the second. I mean, there's not much to say about that second quarter, except the Warriors were down 72-46 at half, which I guess is an improvement from 70-37 a couple days ago against OKC, I think. In the third, Draymond returned. He came out, played a little bit. But at the same time, this is when Steph Curry got injured. He rolled his ankle on the defensive end, and then getting up the court, trying to weave his way through defenders, kind of got sandwiched between, I think, Rubio and Aaron Baines. And Aaron Baines fell on Steph's left hand and arm. It looked like it was a bad fall. It looked like it was hyperextended. It slammed really hard. It looked bad. Like, if he got away from that injury, from that fall, without a break, would have counted yourself lucky. And he was unlucky in this case. And we're going to talk about that more in just a minute. But in the fourth, the Warriors came out garbage time, so to speak. Kai Bowman started the fourth and played most of the fourth, if not all of it. You know, it was waving the white flag, so to speak. But these guys played hard. They continued to play and were able to cut the lead down to 11 at one point. And Phoenix ends up getting the win by 11 points. 121 to 110. And not a ton to get to from the game, but I do want to mention a couple people. As this season looks like it's going to be a struggle throughout, I want to point out some of the positives from the early part of the season and what should be the rest of the year as well. It looks like the Warriors nailed their 41st overall pick in the draft with Eric Paschal, who ended the night with his first 20-point game in the NBA, 3 rebounds, 1 steal, 2 blocks. You know, would like more rebounds, but the fact is he went 7 of 9 from the field, 6 of 6 from the free throw line, 20 points, and played good defense. I mean, if this guy, it's similar to Draymond Green in the sense that if they were 4 or 5 inches taller, they're top 5 picks. But just the fact that they have this, their game in smaller bodies, so to speak, shorter bodies, you know, knocks them down a little bit. Steph, like I said, wasn't great. And even before the injury, Steph was just going to have to be a lot better. But now that he's out, it just doesn't really matter. But the one I wanted to mention was Eric Paschal. Glenn Robinson was solid enough because he went for 17, 6 of 10 from the field, 1 of 2 from 3. A lot of it was in garbage time. But I also want to mention Willie Cauley-Stein. He's a player that I really like, and I think, especially now with Steph out, we'll see a whole lot more pick and roll with him and D'Angelo Russell. And I think his presence is going to help D'Angelo Russell a lot. D'Angelo wasn't great tonight either. 5 of 12 from the field, 1 of 4 from 3. 4 of 8 from the free throw line. That's something he's really going to have to fix. But he did have 7 rebounds, 6 assists. And I do think the fact that he's going to be sliding into that point guard spot will help him and his game. I don't know how much it's going to elevate the team, but he'll start putting up better numbers and playing well, especially with the ball in his hand. Jordan Poole, even though the numbers aren't super efficient, and he's going to be inefficient this year, but you can see from game one to what is now game four that he is taking better shots. Now, he's not knocking them all down, but you can just see the progression from game one, and I think that's another pick that they did pretty damn good on. At 28. So the biggest positives I can give you right now are Eric Paschal and Jordan Poole. Alec Burks made his debut. He was fine, 7 points, gave him a couple buckets. But again, no one was really that great except Paschal. It was a rough one. And what made it even more rough was the fact that Steph Curry ended up breaking his hand. We're going to talk about that in just a minute. But first, Indochino is the world's largest made-to-measure menswear brand. Start your style upgrade now with $30 off your total purchase of $399 or more at Indochino.com when entering the code LOCKEDON at checkout. That is code LOCKEDON at checkout. You know what my favorite part about this time of the year is? Sweater weather, leaves on the ground, and threes from downtown. That's right. For some, it's fall season, but for the rest of us, it's ball season. Pro and college ball are tipping off, and there's no better way to feel a part of the action than to have a stake in the game with mybookie.ag. If you're the kind of guy who likes to bet a little to win a lot, try a parlay, for instance. If you like a couple of the big favorites this week, parlays are perfect because they let you bet multiple games together for a much bigger payout. Either way, if you're going to bet this season, do the smart thing. Go to mybookie.ag because no one gives you more ways to win. The NCAA is back in action, and it's time to turn your attention from carving pumpkins to the Spartans carving up defenses. Cassius Winston returns for his senior year, trying to prove that he has what it takes to bring a ship to Michigan State. Use your basketball knowledge to prove that you have what it takes at mybookie.ag, where they make it easy to play and even easier to get paid. If you join right now, MyBookie will double your first deposit. Use promo code LOCKEDONNBA to activate that offer. That's promo code LOCKEDONNBA to double your cash. Visit mybookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. So as we all know, Draymond Green took an elbow to the back in the second quarter of tonight's game. He was able to return in the third and play a little bit more. He probably could have kept on playing, but Steve Kerr, you know, waved the white flag probably mid-third, mid to late third. But the big injury was Steph Curry, first on a defensive possession, rolled his ankle, and then back on the offensive side, was driving to the hoop and got sandwiched between, I think it was Ricky Rubio, definitely Aaron Baines. Aaron Baines ended up falling on him, and Steph's arm and wrist and elbow were all cut under Baines. Looked like he hyperextended it. It just all looked bad, and Steph was immediately in terrible pain. And about midway through the fourth, we got the update from Warriors PR that Steph does indeed have a broken hand. And no update yet as to the timeline. As a matter of fact, Bob Myers told ESPN that Steph Curry will have an MRI and a CT scan, and from there the team will determine if he needs surgery and what his recovery timetable will be. So I don't, again, I always say, you know, I'm not a doctor, but I play one on a podcast. I have no idea how long it takes to cure or heal a broken hand, but it does sound like it's going to be significant. It's not just going to be a couple weeks, and it sucks. He is the Warriors, especially this year. Steph Curry is the Warriors, and him going down for what I imagine is an extended period of time is going to really hurt the season. I mean, I'm trying to find ways to, obviously it's really going to hurt the season. I'm trying to find diplomatic ways to say it. They weren't playing well with him and still trying to figure things out. And the fact that he goes down four games into the year, and let's say he misses, I don't know, throw out a number there, 20 games, 30 games, or something like that. I'm not very confident in them having a winning record in however many games he misses. So the focus of the team has to move elsewhere. And one of the things I'm doing if I'm Steve Kerr, Bob Myers, etc., is I'm simplifying the offense. You have to. Especially now with all these young guys who are new to the team. You know, who's the... Kevon Looney's hurt right now. So the only active player that knows the offense and knows what they've been doing the last 5 years is Draymond Green. So I am trying to make it as simple as possible for the young guys. I am running a buttload of pick and roll with D'Angelo Russell for a couple different reasons. It's probably your best option offensively. But on top of that, I'm trying to showcase D'Angelo Russell to the rest of the league to show that, yeah, the team might not be good, but D'Angelo Russell still is, and what do you guys want to give me for him? Because this injury has changed everything, honestly. I wouldn't be surprised if they keep D'Angelo Russell throughout this entirety of the season. I wouldn't be surprised if they moved him as soon as they could either. It depends what the offers are. And here's the other thing, too. Another thing I'm doing is I'm trying to, I don't know if build up's the right word, but I'm listening to offers for anyone on the team. Now, again, they can't move anyone until December 15th. And this is all premature because, again, we don't know how long Steph's going to be out. But from early indications, it's going to be a long period of time. It's not going to be a couple weeks. We're not going to see him before Thanksgiving or anything like that. I wouldn't be surprised if we didn't see him until 2020, if that. So, and I don't mean the 2020 season. I mean literally 2020. But I am focusing on D'Angelo Russell, showcasing him to the rest of the league. You don't have to tank. so to speak, because this team is going to struggle without Steph. They were struggling with him, struggling regardless. So you're going to be able to potentially get a pretty good draft pick. And on top of that, here's the silver lining to this season and Steph's injury. They're going to be able to keep their draft pick, which I know some people whoop-de-doo, who cares? But the first four games weren't great. They might have been able to keep it even without Steph's injury, but now that Steph goes down, this might be a top 10 pick. And again, this is all premature, but these are the things that went through my mind as soon as Steph goes down. And you remember my prediction before the season was the Warriors would miss the playoffs because of injuries, because you couldn't afford to have Steph miss any time, or Draymond, or D'Angelo Russell, or, you know, a lot of the role players, missing role players. Not having Kevon Looney these first four games has hurt. I know he played like a couple minutes, but not having Looney has hurt. So, one, showcase D'Angelo Russell and Willie Cauley-Stein and whoever I think I might be able to get something for in a trade. You know, Alec Burks. If Alec Burks is shooting 40% from three, can I move him at a certain point for a draft asset? Something like that. The young guys, develop. This season was already supposed to be all about development. Develop the young guys as much as possible. Find the young guys that you know can be part of this team moving forward. And that's part of why the Jacob Evans injury hurt too, is because he needs all the development he can get. He had the first good game where he hit four threes, and then he's been meh the last couple games. So as soon as he gets back, try and work him in, develop him, see what he's got. They have to make a decision on his third-year option within, I think, 24 hours now. So what do they decide with him? What do they decide with Amari Spellman? Develop, showcase, and if there's a good offer out on the table, maybe move. That's the priorities for the Warriors moving forward, unless for some reason Steph is miraculously healed in a week. That's what it's got to be. And it's a tough reality, tough pill to swallow. It's going to be a tough season, but do y'all remember the 96-97 season for San Antonio when they went 20-62? And they got a guy named Tim Duncan in the draft with the number one overall pick. Haven't missed the playoffs since then. This year's going to be tough, but there's a silver lining that could be pretty silver. Could be pretty great. There's potential for a solid outcome, but man, last night sucked. And it sucks to see Steph get hurt. But on the positive side, there's the potential for a high draft pick that, at the very least, would be a great asset. Who knows if they would even use it? That's the other thing. This team still has eyes on being great past this year. It's not just about this year. And the potential for this season is that they could end up with an incredible asset moving forward, which could be an incredible player. Or it could be a draft pick that they move. Who knows? But these are the things that we're going to have to start focusing on for the Warriors, which is too bad, honestly, because I would rather talk about them being, you know, a potential playoff team or anything like that. But just the reality with this injury is it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough to be in any position to fight for the playoffs once Steph comes back. We'll see. D'Angelo Russell did beautiful things with the Nets last year to help carrying them to an unsuspected playoff spot. This year, it's going to be a much more of an uphill climb than what he had in Brooklyn. Going to try and lighten it up here a little bit. Even though it was a terrible night for Steph and his injury and the Warriors as a whole, one of the greatest to ever do it signed off last night, and we're going to talk about that in just a second. Warriors TV color commentator Jim Barnett signed off last night. It was his last TV gig with the Warriors. And it's too bad it ended the way it did, but he also got a nice 5-year run that he got to call with Fitz that he deserved. I think he's one of the best to ever do it. And he signed off in the way that only JB could, Kelenna Azubuike is taking his spot. And don't get me wrong, Kelenna's been great. But, man, it's just different without JB up there. But he had some wonderful things to say about Kelenna and his new gig.
I really don't think he needs a lot of advice. I think he is who I thought he was right from day one. As I got to know him as a player many years ago, and the kind of presence that you have, I just knew that you were going to be made to do something like this. And you needed a break after that devastating injury that cut your career short. My only advice is just be yourself, because you are good enough as you are.
Not only did he have kind things to say about Kelenna Azubuike, he also took a minute to do his final TV sign-off with the Warriors. Now, he is going to still be around. He's still doing radio with Tim Roy, who, look, I don't want to drive anyone away from TV, but Tim Roy and Jim Barnett is as good as it gets as far as announcing goes, especially on the radio side. So I'm excited about that. Excited he's still going to be around. But, you know, emotional time for JB leaving the TV side that he's been at for 34 years, I think it is. So I'm going to play his final sign-off for us to wrap this thing up. Try and end on a happier note than, you know, than last night really deserved. But for JB and his contributions, man, that guy's the best. Love him and glad that he's going to still be around. Here is the final TV sign-off for Jim Barnett.
As I step away from television and go to the radio side working alongside Tim Roy, I'm just filled with gratitude for all of these years and so many people to thank. I'm so thankful for the Warriors organization that I was allowed to sit in this seat for 34 years. The people I've worked with, I started out with Greg Papa, Steve Albert, Bob Yu over the last 20-plus years. It's just been terrific. But most of all, I'm just thankful as I'm ready to step away. Dub Nation, the fans, it's just, I appreciate you allowing me to come into your homes and bring passion, enthusiasm for Warriors basketball. It's a fabric within me, and I know it is for so many of you out there, and I just am grateful for that opportunity, and I thank everyone so very, very much. And with that, I say thank you again, and good night.
So beautiful sentiment from Jim Barnett. Before we go, I just want to remind you there is a major announcement coming tomorrow about Locked On Warriors. Everyone tune in. Everyone download, rate, subscribe, review, all that good stuff. But starting tomorrow, we're going to have access like we've never had before. Major announcement coming. I think you're all going to be pretty stoked about it. So get ready for that. And thank you guys so much for listening to Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily podcast on the Golden State Warriors, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.